Your time now, 10 to 12, and a very good morning to you. Jonathan Cherry of Cherry Flavor Media. Good morning to you,
good
sir.
Morning, Kino. Wow, what an introduction. Morning.
No, lots of energy today, right? I had sleep last night for about 8 hours. So, right. You know, Jonathan, today we spoke briefly last week about, you know, the state of advertising and branding in South Africa, and you'd like to take an opportunity for us to speak a bit more in depth about this particular topic and have a chat about where brand building and, you know, at the moment sits within this country of ours. So let's talk about that. Like I said last week, I find it disappointing. We don't have the type of ads anymore that get us... You know, going, wow, that's a cool ad. I'm going to tell someone about it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to send it to someone on WhatsApp, right?
Yeah.
We don't do that unless you, you know, doing, what's it, that insurance company again? King Price. That's correct. Yeah. Unless it's a King Price ad. And even the Nando's ads have been fewer and far between.
Yeah. Well, I want to extend the conversation a little bit wider. I think it was the famed American management consultant Peter Drucker that said any business really only has one objective, and that objective is to attract and keep a customer. And because of that, all businesses only really have two key functions, and those two key functions are marketing and innovation. So what you've got to do under the classical view of what marketing is that you've got to understand what a customer wants, and you've got to supply into that need. And then through innovation, as a customer evolves, you've got to evolve your offering as the market changes and as people change. And if I just look at South Africa, and I'm looking at big companies now, I look at the banks, I look at the cell phone companies, I look at many of the supermarkets, and I look at those businesses through that lens of attracting and keeping a customer at all costs. Just think, Kino, about the experience that you get from most retail banks in South Africa. Think about the experience that you get from the biggest cell phone companies in this country. And, you know, now think, are they actually taking it seriously, this idea of keeping and retaining a customer at all costs?
Yeah.
And I can tell you now that they are absolutely not.
Yeah.
So it's bigger than advertising. It's bigger than just branding. I think the mindset is one of, you know, let me say it, I think it's one of exploitation. If you can attract people and lock them in, then, you know, it really isn't a lot of emphasis and a lot of thinking into how you can evolve your offering to make sure that you're making people happy and you're making sure that they don't want to leave. I think if most people in this country, you had to interview them about their bank, I suppose, other than people that bank with Capitec, they would probably tell you immediately, if it wasn't such a pain in the butt, they would be migrating to another bank tomorrow, just because they feel absolutely abused by their banks. And that's what marketing is. That's the holistic view of marketing. And if you go down to other levels, then yes, that includes advertising and the way that we're trying to sell ourselves and understand what it is, the unique value that we are offering people. We're just not doing a really great job at it. And I think it's just a general mindset in South African business where it is a survivalist mindset. There's a lack of innovation. There's a lack of creativity. There's no real desire to be risky and to try a new thing.
And that is the problem, right? That is the problem. Yeah. It's a problem across the board. I remember in the good old days when, you know, one could be risky, you could take the chances, you could piss people off as long as there is, you know, some sort of principle behind it and you just didn't do it gratuitously. Then you could get away with that. But today we've become so politically correct that you can't even do that. But even on, you know, we talk about value. What value are you creating for customers? The value is not there. You're right. Sometimes advertising leads you into slavery because you run an ad, you think you're going to get great service, you think it locked up in this particular company and a two-year contract and whatever, and that's it. That's you. You can't get out of it, right?
Well, look, here's just a classic example, and I'm thinking of MultiChoice. I think MultiChoice for so many years were under the assumption that people would just carry on buying their product. And then along came an innovative company like Netflix. And because they're global and they're online, they were able to offer their services in South Africa. Yeah. And then people migrate to Netflix just because it's a better offering. It's cheaper. There's just better stuff on it. And that's a classic example, is that it's no longer a nice to have, it's a need to have, because companies these days are global. And now I think the great thing is that through this pandemic, as employees, we've also realized that our skills can be sold to global companies too.
Exactly.
And that's another hugely overlooked thing that I think South African companies are just assuming that they will always be able to attract good South African talent.
Absolutely.
That's not the case. People go where they feel there is a purpose. They, you know, they feel that a brand is moving forward. And I think that's the danger. And, I think we're in a serious situation.
And it's a discussion that, I'm going to open up on the show during the open lines, etc. Now, we have a couple of minutes left. So I think maybe what I want to do is actually move on to your pick of the week. The Checker 6060, they launched the paper bag recycling initiative. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so Kina, I'm not sure if you've used the 6060 service from Checkers. It's pretty good. We've used it quite a lot during lockdown. I think one of the things that I suppose a lot of people are asking is what happens with the little brown paper bags that they deliver the goods in? And ShopRite Checkers have come up with a new innovation, which is my pick of the week, because I think they are one of the companies that are innovating. And what they've actually introduced is a recycling opportunity. Also, when the guy comes to deliver your 6060 groceries, if you can collect 10 of those brown paper bags, you can then hand those 10 over, and they will then recycle it. What I found quite amazing is that over the last year, the ShopRite Checkers group have been on a recycling program and have ended up recycling more than 37,000 tons of cardboard boxes in the last year. So understandably, you know, supermarkets produce a lot of cardboard waste, but they have an intention to recycle that. And now they're wanting you to help them recycle by giving your old brown paper bags back to them when they do their next delivery. So I think it's an innovative idea and my pick of the week, you know.
And they definitely have been, you know, most innovative retailer by a stretch, haven't they?
Yeah, well, I think just use the other apps and then you can see which one you would prefer to use. The other ones, for me, I don't know. I'm not going to lambaste the other supermarkets, but the experience was just not as seamless. So I think what Checkers have done is that they've really thought about that app. And what I like in their approach is that they kind of beta test new innovations before they roll them out. And I think that's quite clever.
So that's the way Google does it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how you innovate. Design thinking is an iterative approach. So you can't just roll something out and then hope that it's going to work. You've got to test these things and improve as you go along. So I think they do that very well. So well done, Checkers, for the 6060.
Always great chatting. Jonathan Cherry, the CEO of Cherry Flavor Media.